Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views, the podcast, where we're sitting in my hometown friend's Mike's bedroom for this one. We're in Chicago. It feels good. The energy's good. Mm-hmm. Jason just had a burrito, and he got so pissed at me. He's like, why'd you make me eat? Now I'm not going to be able to do the podcast. That's how he did. It's like I shot him in the stomach.
I didn't say, why'd you make me eat? I said that was a bad idea. But you heard it as...
He had one taco, and it was a veggie taco, and he goes, nope, I'm done. Podcast can't do it anymore. I am so full.
I have been traveling since 6 a.m. to do this podcast. David made me come here. He could have easily recorded the podcast in L.A., but I had to come here to get my 30% check.
It's 40%. We moved it up.
You did not.
For Christmas.
Bullshit.
This episode, it's 40%.
Oh, we don't have any ads this one.
I know. All right, roll the intro music. Hey, guys. So, this is the Views Podcast. Jason's 46.
I'm 46.
And I'm 23.
And you would think that a podcast like this wouldn't work, but here we are.
And it's working, and it's been working. We're very happy of it. I haven't checked how many listeners we have in a while.
Yeah.
It could be.
I check every day.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Wait, what are we at?
Well over 1 million, sir.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Are you being serious?
I am being dead serious. Why do you think I came to fucking Chicago? Do you think if we had 3,000 listeners, I'd be here?
Wait, so we have over...
I got to keep this train going.
We have over 1 million?
Yeah.
Like, well over 1 million?
Yeah, I don't want to brag, but yeah.
But 7.6, baby! No, I'm curious. I never checked the numbers on the podcast.
Guys, David doesn't check the money that he makes from the podcast. He has no idea. I've had full conversations. In fact, I could be taking 60% and he wouldn't know.
Do you know? I didn't know I was making money on Facebook until yesterday. I never checked my email either. So I randomly went on email and I got a check from Facebook. And then I typed in Facebook into my searches, like for my email. Yeah. And I went through every month that I've gotten paid from Facebook.
Sure.
And I was like, this is insane. Like, I never look at my income because it's just like, it's like, whatever. It's there. Like, I know it's there.
This kid showed me a video at one of my meet and greets. It is the funniest fucking video, David. It's you and I bragging about our lives.
Yeah.
You know, or maybe you're bragging. I can't remember. And then it says, yeah. And meanwhile, someone's emptying the trash. And it's literally a guy emptying the trash. It's so funny. I have to show it to you. It's not translating. But he was like listening to our podcast, emptying trash. Like, that's his job. He's a janitor.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, fuck. God damn it. Fuck it. I'm going to leave.
We were on such a good fucking roll.
Yeah, I took it right in the trash.
Yeah. Oh, good.
I'm going to go to the trash.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Let's cut back a little bit. But how many listeners do we actually have?
Over 1 million.
Really?
Let's just say that, yeah.
Why aren't you telling me like you're keeping it a secret from me?
Because I never check. I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm just assuming it's doing well.
Well, I'm glad we're doing it. I love doing the podcast, by the way. There's something so interesting about the podcast is because Jason and I are always talking. We're always talking. So then when we do this, it feels like I have to do homework. Jason goes, it's time for podcast. And when Jason says it, I get so fucking pissed off.
Yeah.
It's literally like when my dad would come in, like when my dad would come into my room when I was a kid and he'd go, it's time for church. Like he'd say it in a way where he knew he was making me angry because he knew I didn't like church. That's how Jason says, let's do the podcast.
I don't say it like that. I say it like this. You know, we gotta do the podcast now.
I love doing the podcast, like, sure, when it's good, yeah, but it's so hard to get there sometimes because we've literally fucking talked about everything. And like,
no, that's not true. There's plenty of new experiences that are happening. You were at the AMAs the other night?
Oh, I was at the AMAs.
That must have been somewhat interesting.
That was really interesting.
And you presented, right? What happens when you show up to present? What happens?
Well, you wait in like a green room for like 30 minutes.
Okay.
And then it's so organized.
By the way, I heard some rumblings about what you wore. Some people were not happy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, some people that I know. Ooh. I thought what you wore looked great.
People, yeah, yeah.
But these were females that did not like what you wore.
What did they say?
I don't know.
Was it your mother?
I don't want to throw anyone under the bus.
But.
Hi, I'm under the bus.
Yeah, I didn't like.
And Charlie said, she goes, I don't like the red.
Yeah,
on him.
They made me wear a red.
You always wear blacks. They probably wanted to branch out a little bit, try red.
Yeah.
And now we know.
Yeah.
I thought it looked good, by the way. I didn't think it was bad at all.
I think I look so funky in suits. I just look like a little kid who's doing like a piano recital.
No, not true.
Well,
not
I appreciate
true.
That.
You're growing up.
No, but yeah, it was really fun. It's so crazy because like, it's like, I'm over there like fucking sweating bullets. I'm like so fucking nervous because mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to be on TV. I have two lines.
Sure.
And it's like just so crazy how like in my own head I am. And then like turn to my left and it's fucking Kesha and Lizzo like ready to put on a performance of like their lifetime.
Yeah.
Like I'm over here like freaking out about one line, but these guys have been working on the show for like, you know, a couple weeks out, full on choreographed like dance numbers.
Yeah, but that's what they do, you know.
No, I know, but it's just crazy that like how big of a deal one line is to me
sure.
when someone next to me is doing something so fucking grand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like it really puts it in perspective. Like, mm-hmm. oh my God, I have one line. Like no one actually cares about this one line. Like,
did you read it or did you memorize it?
I read it.
You read it?
Yeah.
And the prompter waited for you and everything.
Yes. Before I went out there, I actually changed one of the words because I couldn't pronounce one of the words. So I asked.
What word?
I don't remember. I asked. I could pronounce it, but I was like, I'm going to have a hard time pronouncing this. I'm like, can I change it? And they're like, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So I changed the word. But yeah, no, it was the AMA is a lot of fun. It was like watching a concert.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was very
and we watched it at home. We watched you. We were screaming when you came.
I got to surprise Natalie with a car the other day. We got her a Ford Bronco. She's been wanting it for a while.
Yeah.
And before I surprised her, I called Ilya. Like, he's our hometown friend. Natalie really likes him. And I was like, you should come out and help me surprise her. And you know Ilya. Ilya will never come out for anything, especially to come to LA. So he was like, okay, how about this? I'll rock, paper, scissors you. And if you win, I'll get on a flight and I'll go to LA. And I was like, okay, I don't want to do that because I don't want to leave that up to chance. Like,
right.
That's complete like bullshit. Just come. It's her birthday. And he's like, nope, you have to do rock, paper, scissors. And then we talked a little bit. And I was like, I'm not doing it. And then I go, but what would you have chosen if we did rock, paper, scissors?
Right.
And he goes, I would have chosen rock. And I go, dead ass, 100%, I would have chosen paper. I told him, I was like, I'm 100%, dude, you have to trust me. I would have chosen paper. And he goes, okay, fine. So he booked his flight. Even though we didn't play rock, paper, scissors, he just took my word for it. But yeah, but then I ended up telling him not to come, and he canceled his flight.
And what did you think of the car?
I love the car. Yeah, it's a Ford Bronco. It's like a super, like... I'm really worried about it, though, because like, I know she's going to take it to the beach, which is already a lot of vacation time. When the summer comes, she's gonna be down in Malibu. And on top of that, it's a double whammy, because when she takes that car to the beach, there's going to be so many guys flocking to her.
Yeah.
She's going to find a boyfriend, and guess what? She's never going to work again. That's it. Imagine Natalie with a boyfriend.
Yeah.
How little work will we get done? Imagine Natalie with a tub of ice cream. Yeah. We already get little work done. Now imagine another human that's just as sweet as a bowl of ice cream.
Imagine she starts dating Chris Evans.
Oh, that'd be sick.
Running with Natalie in that Bronco to get paintballs. I went home to Boston yesterday, dropped my kids off, came here. We had some fun today. I watched you play basketball. I watched you get smoked by a 13-year-old. That was incredible. Couldn't believe it.
Yeah, I lost to some kid in basketball, and he elbowed me in the face, and he fucking ripped my tongue open. I was spitting blood at the end of the game, and he's 13 years old.
And he's 7 inches smaller than David.
Yeah, I mean, this guy's like tiny, and he beat me in basketball. And literally the last shot, like I was trying to block him, and his elbow hits my chin, and I bite my tongue, and I'm spitting blood. But whatever, he won. He won $200.
Listen, you're not a sore loser, which is nice. It's nice to see.
Yeah.
You know, and you can't win everything, David. And so now what are you going to do with two cars? Natalie has two cars. You have two cars. You only have a one-car garage.
I think I'm going to sell the Ferrari.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Well,
so Natalie can have her car in there?
Yeah, that's what she wants. No.
Why don't you like the Ferrari anymore?
No, I like the Ferrari, but I really want to get the Roadster when it comes out in like 3-4 years.
And okay.
Yeah, and I don't know. The Ferrari's great, but... the reason I wanted it is because I'm like really like lame when it comes to like milestones and like age. Like I wanted to get that Ferrari before I'm 23.
Right.
Or I wanted to, you know what I mean? Like I had like these like weird goals.
Benchmarks.
I have benchmarks, and that's why I got it, because I like, just wanted to prove it to myself.
Okay.
But I do love it. I do love it. But I'm obsessed with the Tesla.
Sure.
There's never a situation where I'm like, oh, I'll take the Ferrari for this one. Uh-huh. Never.
Uh-huh.
Never. Even like if you're like, let's go to Malibu and hang out by the beach. Like you told me that, and for some reason I'd be down. We take the Ferrari down, and then all of a sudden we run into like three people there that are funny to film with, and now we can't put them in the car with us.
Right, it's not practical.
Yeah, it's not a practical car at all.
Hey, what'd you think of the new Tesla truck?
I got to go to that launch. So basically, Tesla came out with a new truck. It's called the Cybertruck, and Elon was testing the strength of the truck, and he's like, "I'm gonna throw a metal ball through it," and he threw the metal ball at the window. And it shattered the fucking window, and it wasn't supposed to. The window was supposed to be like almost like bulletproof. And then Elon was like, you can hear him in the live stream. I don't know what he says, but he goes, "God damn it," or he goes like "fuck" or something. It was really funny. And then he doubles down on it.
Yeah.
And he goes, "Okay, let's try the back window."
Right.
So they take the same ball, throw it at the back window, shatters again.
Yeah.
So now both the windows are shattered, and the worst part is this is the beginning of the whole presentation.
Oh wow.
So now he's standing in front of this broken Tesla. Presenting and talking about about why people should buy it.
See, my cousin said the opposite. He said that he's a big Elon Musk fan, and he was saying he doesn't get enough credit for how much he's done. But he said that glass has to shatter. That by law, you need to be able to kick that glass out. So if you drive off a bridge and you go underwater and you're sinking, that glass has to be shatterable.
Or maybe,
So that makes no sense.
I guess
I hate the internet.
It's funny because when he broke it, he goes. We'll fix it in post. Like he was just going to edit out of the video.
It gives me the sense that maybe isn't that involved in the design, or he would know that.
No. Okay. There is this other like hypothesis on what happened.
Okay.
And it was before they threw the ball at the window.
Yeah.
They took a sledgehammer to the door.
Yep. I saw that.
And they maybe think that like loosened up the glass. Then when the ball was thrown, it shattered the actual.
Oh.
But whatever happened, I don't think Elon was very happy.
You do this thing. I don't know how people get over it. You do this thing to your friends where you just say the absolute worst thing to them in conversation. Like your friend Ilya got this tattoo today. That wasn't a great tattoo, I admit.
It was bad. You know why I love Ilya? Okay, so over his knee, he got like a shark's mouth.
Shark's jaw.
Shark's jaw. And he never goes fishing. He doesn't go in the water. So there's like, it doesn't mean anything.
And it's over his knee, which isn't a very ferocious part of the body.
Yeah. What I admire about Ilya, every tattoo he gets, he fucking gets it. He always asks me. So he'll send me either this one or this one.
Yeah.
And I'll go, none of them. And he goes, done. I'm getting this one. He does not give a fuck about what other people think. If he likes it, he gets a tattoo. And I think that's the coolest thing ever. Me, if I was to get a tattoo, I would fucking send it to every single person I've literally walked by. But Ilya's like, yeah. And anyway, yeah, he got a really shit tattoo, but he loves it. And that's all.
So then David's sitting there going, explain to me why this is good. Just, and I'm like, David, it's fucking permanent. He's like, I can get it lasered off. I'm like, once it's permanent, why say anything bad at all? Just be like, yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
But he was like, no, he's like, I don't care. I just want to hear from him why he likes it. And then Mike, our friend Mike, who lives in Vernon Hills, we're sitting there having burritos a half an hour ago, and David just goes, wouldn't it just fucking suck to live here?
No.
And David goes, wouldn't it suck to live here forever? And Mike goes, I'm on my way. Because Mike lives here and he has a job and he seems very happy. I mean, I've never seen him in a bad mood. What do you think?
I don't know. I can't figure it out.
How's the Black Friday sale going?
It's going really well, I think. This is the biggest sale we've ever had.
Really?
Yeah.
How so?
It's just
selling the most.
We're selling the most.
Yeah.
I told Jeff, I'm like, Jeff, you should be promoting your merch for Black Friday. And he goes, why would I promote it? It's so discounted. I'm not going to make any money.
Oh, is that what he said?
Yeah, and I go, no, you have it completely wrong.
It doesn't work like that, does it?
No.
No.
That's how I did think like that at first, too. I was like, why are you discounting so much? But it's completely the opposite. Like, yeah. That's one of the biggest sales.
Yeah, I've had good days, too, which is nice. Oh, look at this right now, guys. Another one of David's high school friends has entered the building, Mr. Alex Newman. Come on in, Alex. Why don't you say hello? This is the guy that's known David the longest.
No. The longest? Actually, Mike knew him before me, but then I kind of stole him.
Oh, yeah, that was like a big fight.
All credit to Michael.
So when we were kids, we would be on the bikes. We'd be called the biker gang. And we were like friends with Mike, like semi-friends with Mike. We weren't like super, super close. And then one day Mike brought over Alex, and then we all hung out.
Sure.
And then we started hanging out with Alex more, and then we hang out with Mike more. And then one day, like, we were like 12, 13 years old, and Mike goes, you know what? I brought you into this group. I brought you into this group. And it was like a big fight. It was a big fight between Alex and Mike about like who knew who first, who's part of the biker gang. So Mike's still not over that. So every time we're with Mike and Alex, we have to make sure everybody knows Mike was our friend first. And then Alex.
You have the best hometown friends.
Yeah, they're good.
I mean, you really, really lucked out. But these guys are the best. Like, remember when I lost my camera at the Cubs game?
Yeah.
And they went and found it for me?
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
you don't
the best.
Remember that? And they ran it out to me? I left.
Alex is like looking around like, who did that? That wasn't me.
Yeah, it was you. Oh no! It was Nick. Well, Nick, but Nick found it, and then you guys.
Oh yeah,
brought it to me. Yeah, you were there.
Alex
yeah,
was there.
That was pretty nice. What's it like? Having someone from high school, be so successful like David that you knew back when.
It's really cool because you know how he always talks about like he was always curious growing up like how much money YouTubers make, and now like he knows, and now I know.
That's why. Well, it was just that's all we talked about when we never knew, and now we know, and it's just a big relief to know that yes, YouTubers get paid well.
Well, he doesn't.
And people can ask me, and I can say yes for sure. They are well paid because David has two cars.
I just had to confirm that YouTubers do make some amount of money because I didn't think they did. I thought it was all.
It's not the fucking Mercedes he bought you. It's just knowing that fact.
No, I know that the Mercedes wasn't legit. It's gonna get taken away any day now.
yesterday, Mike asked me, and we were talking about like a brand deal, and he goes, "Is it rude to ask? But you got paid for that?"
Yeah.
I just thought it was really funny for him to say that because it's not rude to ask. I don't know.
It's not?
No, not with these guys. I don't care.
Actually, David's the only person I know that will tell anyone how much money he makes. And then if I make something, he'll ask me right away. And that was really foreign to me.
You can walk up to me on the stream, like, how much money did you make? I was like, I made this much. I don't see why that's like a fucking thing that you got to keep a secret.
I guess it's not.
Like from when I had a job at a retirement home or when I was like a tennis coach at tennis camp, like that was all I talked about with people. I was like, how much, you're making 35 more cents than me? Like, it was just like interesting.
I told people once, some friends once, how much I was making, and things changed after that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Yes, you have to be.
They were jealous or they.
Oh, you can't go. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you have to pick your fights, I guess, with who you're telling. Like,
that makes sense.
I tell these guys.
Right.
Because I know them and yeah.
Yeah, they're you're great. You guys aren't jealous or anything of David. You're just happy for him.
Oh, we're jealous.
We're jealous. But we see some of the wealth, so.
Yeah, they should open a Vine account. I mean, no, but seriously, you know, David's done very well, and you went to high school with him, and now you get to, you know, you're seeing him now. What do you think of all this?
I mean, it's always, like, been really cool seeing. It's like every week.
Come on, you don't have to be like that.
He'll text me.
I'm very
me.
Happy for him.
He'll like text us.
Inside Alex is just fuming. Alex hooked up with somebody that watched my videos the other day.
Well, so,
I mean,
so
which isn't like a big deal, but I think, what did you do?
This girl, if you're listening, she paid for a hotel for us to hook up in.
Oh, okay. I thought there was more to
because you knew David.
Yeah,
I had
pretty much.
Jay, I had a friend call me the other day, and he was like, "I just hooked up with this girl, and when I woke up to your face on the back of her shirt. Like, I woke up to your face staring at me. She was wearing my merch, and it was like the merch with the crown." And he texted me right away. He's like, "Dude, I've never been so fucking terrified in my life." It's really funny.
Somebody went up to Charlie at the mall, and she had a clickbait shirt on, and it's just like a little boy. And she's like, "Is that clickbait merch?" And she goes, "Yeah." And he goes, "Wow, you are so lucky."
Really?
Yeah.
Were you there?
No, no. And she's like, "And I wanted to say, I know David Dobrik, but I didn't." And I was like, "It would have been okay if you said that. If you said my dad works with him." She's like, "Yeah, I know, but I didn't want to."
What about you, Mike? What about me? What do you have to add? What do you think about all this? This is Mike, hometown friend. Go.
I did bring Alex in to this group. and he did get college paid for, so. Christmas is right around the corner.
That's true. You never know.
I'm waiting. Every day I look out my window thinking.
What do you want? What do you want for Christmas, Mike?
David Dobrik clickbait shirt. 40% off, swipe up.
Mike's like, David, a pair of socks, a Ferrari. I'm so curious. Why don't you guys move out to L.A.?
It's a big step, man. I don't know. And Chicago's the best. The suburbs are.
You live in the suburbs. You've been to the only time you go to Chicago is when I go to Chicago, which is like
once
every month. What's the actual reason? Why don't you just go to a warm place? You literally were telling me that you hate your job and you work at a cubicle. Like in a cubicle.
Yeah, I do hate my job and work in a cubicle, but I don't know. I just.
Well, what do you think of all this? You think it's bullshit?
Well, your job?
Yeah.
No, because I reap the benefits of it. So.
Mike always says like I'm always like bummed when they have work, and he goes, well, not everyone fucking has fairy tale hours.
It's crazy. It's just, hey, Mike, it's 12:00. What do you want to do? You want to come out and do something? It's like, no, Dave. I am in a meeting at 12 to 12:30, and then I have a meeting from 1 to 1:30. So no.
Oh, boy. But to be fair, I've seen Mike take meetings, and it's all Skype meetings, and he fucking has everybody on mute, and he's fucking rubbing his cock.
Well, my favorite is, hello, this is Michael from blah, 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 and then I go right to mute. So.
That was always my goal, man, not to have a job. Oh, God. When I had real jobs and I had to be somewhere at 10 or 9:30, oh.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it. Even when I had a job as like a writer on a TV show and I had to be there at like 9:30 till like 8 at night.
It's a whole different thing working for somebody. It's like, yeah. It really is like just completely, it's completely different.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. I worked really hard to like become like a writer, you know, like I would send scripts for years and like apply to be writers on TV shows. And finally I got it. And one day I was hired and I was like, oh, I fucking hate this.
Yeah.
Yeah, and people kept congratulating me, like, oh, you're a writer on Crash and Bernstein. Good job. And I'd be like, oh. It was like a kid show.
It's like 70 shit, you know.
70 Kevin shit? Yeah.
Did you see, I watched something from Kevin O'Leary, he's like a millionaire, billionaire now. I don't know. A lot of money. But he was talking about how when he was like very young, in his teens, he worked at an ice cream shop or something. Mm-hmm. And someone dropped ice cream on the floor or something. And then the manager there was like, clean this up right now. Mm-hmm. And he just walked out, and he was like, "I'm never working for anybody again."
Really?
I never worked for anybody again.
And wow, became that's an entrepreneur. Sick.
That's how it is. It's so sick.
Hey, you know what? Dima did a really good job while I was away.
What did he?
I wanted to throw him some props. My mother took the kids ice skating. Dima picked them up, so the kids are out there ice skating. They don't know how to ice skate.
Yeah.
Right. And they're like falling all over. She said Dima went to the car. He got his jacket. And then he went in. He didn't have to do this. And he taught my kids how to ice skate in like an hour.
Get the fuck out of
yeah,
here.
Yeah. And my mother was.
Our Dima?
Yeah. And just last week, we were saying he wasn't a good employee on the podcast. And he went above and beyond. And so anybody out there working a job that, you know, they're like, just. That meant so much to me.
Yeah.
I was like, I will never, ever, ever get rid of Dima.
You should always go above and beyond.
You should.
You know what? I love. The perfect example of that is like, you don't know who you're going to be working for in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the perfect example is your wife's assistant was just her assistant like 5-10 years ago.
Brandon.
Brandon, yeah, mm-hmm. Was her assistant. You were still with her. Life was great for you. You were happy.
I used to go, Marty Hockman's office. And I go, hey, Brandon, how are you? And he'd be like, okay, I'll see if I can get her.
He's like, but she's a busy woman, Jason.
Yeah, I would never be able to get Marty on the phone.
Not like you, fucking moping around the house, cashing her checks. Yeah, so he was her assistant.
Yeah.
And then 5-10 years later, we're pitching him our fucking Netflix show.
He runs reality at Netflix.
He's the guy that decided whether or not our Netflix show would be picked up. Like, that's crazy. Like, that just goes
and
to show.
And he decided no.
And he decided no. I don't blame him, though. It wasn't a good show.
No.
But it just goes to show, like, be nice to everybody, treat everybody with respect, and work as hard as you possibly can, whatever your job is, because you don't know who's watching and who will take notice of it, and who will bump you up to your next pay grade.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Do you miss having a girlfriend?
Whoa, that came out of nowhere.
This sounds like a personal problem, Alex. Do you miss having
a girlfriend? Do you?
I've never had one, and yeah, I miss it a lot.
Fuck you. Fuck you, Alex. You have had a girlfriend, you little bitch. You stole that girl from me in the fucking 7th grade. You stole Haley Ehrlich from me. Put the mic back up to his mouth.
I don't count that because she had swine flu and I couldn't see her and I got too clingy and then it just went downhill.
And you got too clingy to a girl with swine flu?
Yeah, she hated me.
Wow. Imagine having swine flu and your boyfriend wants to hang out with you and you still say no. That boyfriend must really suck.
Yeah, it was so... No, it took me a long time to recover.
I've said this story millions of times, but I liked a girl, and I was like, Alex, can you please tag along with me? Because I really like this girl. And he's like, sure. And then he tagged along, and the next day, they're fucking texting. And the next week, they're fucking dating. Dude, I cried. That was the last time I cried to my family. I sound angry. I'm not angry at all. But that was the last time I cried, like, in front of my dad. And I was like, oh, my God.
What'd your dad say?
My dad was like, shut the fuck up, pussy. No, no.
I'm going on 60-mile bike ride now. When I get back, I better not see any tears.
My dad was great about it, but like I was like I've never been like that vulnerable in front of my parents, and I think that's what started like a weirder relationship with my parents, because I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I just cried about a girl in front of my dad, and I got so uncomfortable by it. And yeah, so you ruined my life, Alex.
Well, what do you have to say for yourself, Alex? You really fucked him over, and that's what probably turned him into such a megalomaniac YouTuber now. It was you and Haley Ehrlich.
Wow, you remember her name.
I mean, I think it worked out for the better, obviously.
How many people had swine flu in your school? That's a better question.
It was a couple people.
Was it?
Swine flu is one of those things, was like a big deal on the news, but I didn't actually know anyone that had it.
Yeah, people thought it wasn't real.
Looks like Alex was the pig. Well, David, do you miss having a girlfriend?
Oh, fuck, I forgot that was a question. Yeah.
Yeah. Because you know.
No.
You don't?
Do I miss...
Stop eating a popsicle on our podcast.
I know. My bad. It's melting, though, so like now I really have to like catch up.
Well, you want to take a break?
No. I can do this. Do I miss... Yeah, okay, so I miss yes and no. Not currently. Like, I cannot have one right now just because I'm working so much. But, the idea... having a girlfriend is great. Like, it's having, like, a companion or having somebody there is, like, that's the best thing. It's, like, your ultimate best friend. I do, but not now. Later in life, for
right.
sure.
Because when you have a girlfriend, you got to go do... You have to do stuff with them, right? You got to go to...
Yeah.
Please. Jesus Christ. People are literally going to unsubscribe.
Yeah, it's going to be bad. This is my other hometown friend, John, here. John, now, the most interesting characteristic about John is he got circumcised when he was 13 years old. I think that's one of the most memorable moments of my life, is coming home to him and he's holding his pants away from his penis so it doesn't rub against it because he was in so much pain. John, what was going through your mind as half of your penis was being chopped off in the 7th grade?
Dude, all I just remember was waking up and peeing blood.
Really?
Yeah.
And it's like a tradition in the Philippines, or yeah. Is it just your family? Okay.
But in the Philippines, they do it worse. You're awake.
You're awake.
That was like the path to manhood at that point. If you can tolerance that much pain.
Wow.
Awake. They put like a tomato or a stick in your mouth so you don't bite your tongue.
Okay, and here you didn't do it awake.
No. I went to the hospital.
Here you were asleep. And then you woke up. And what was that like? What was that like? How long was your penis in pain for?
Oh, mine was pretty short.
Your penis or the pain? Nothing like a good penis short joke.
No. It was, I think because it had the self-stitching, and then it goes away after, like...
Self-stitching?
Yeah,
like... It's like an Elon Musk.
Like, it just dissolves. Like, stitching just dissolves after a few days.
John, what is... Okay, Jason, John was a very...
Can we see it?
No.
John was a very interesting person because... He was that guy that was very hard to hang out with. He never answered our calls, and we always had to ask his mom if he can come out. And it wasn't us asking for permission. It was like, can you send John out to hang out with us?
Yeah.
But the craziest part about him is like, he wouldn't like. He was just like that guy that like had to be there. Like John wasn't like the guy that like brought the alcohol or like you know right. like he didn't bring a lot, but just his. Just his presence was so important to us that like we couldn't.
Why was it so important?
I don't know. I have no idea.
He's very calming. You are kind of nice to have around. I will say that. You're funny. You bring nothing and everything at the same time.
I'll take that.
Yeah, John, it is weird. You're right.
It is weird, right? John, what is your favorite memory with me?
Ooh, favorite memory.
Yeah, what is your favorite memory we shared?
Dude, I would say like the sleepovers.
Chill. No other memories. Yeah, why the sleepovers?
Just because, like, dude, we had so much time just at night. We get Little Caesars.
Dude, that was, like, this is making that was some sound great like night, man. yeah, okay, yeah, we would get Little Caesars. That was good.
Yeah, dude, I don't know.
The sleepovers were the best.
Yeah, and then we got older, and then we were just like, this sucks.
Where would we sleep during sleepovers?
Oh, dude, it's always Alex's.
Yeah, but where would it be? Would it be, like, on the bed or on the floor?
Yeah, you two would be on the bed. I'd be on the floor.
Why is that so funny that you were on the floor?
Now that I noticed, this I'm like a dog at that point.
you were like a dog. Hey, where's John? I know he doesn't say much, but it'd be nice to have him sitting on the floor. So John was in high school, and John's a lot older than us because when he moved to the U.S., his mother put him in the wrong grade. So
all right, false. That is completely false.
That's what you told us.
No, it was just because, like, our fall there is your spring. So I'm, like, technically half a semester ahead.
Okay.
And they didn't have 7th or 8th
You're
grade.
Blaming this on the time zones. You're blaming you being 27 in high school because there was a different temperature where you were back home.
No, that's just like you, David. Huh? Someone is, like, 15 and a half and you're 15. And David's like, they're so much older. That is so like you.
What's up, Grandpa? Yeah, so John was older than us by like a year. So when we were in the locker room, he was the first person to get armpit hair. And I remember that moment. We like, there was like four of us that went all around him. And John was like, what? Let's just armpit hair. Y'all going to get it. But we were like looking at him like he was a fucking caged animal. Like we were like, whoa, John, put your fucking arm up. That was crazy. How did you feel about that? And now he's hairless.
Dude, yeah, I'm completely hairless compared to everyone here.
He hasn't grown another armpit hair other than the one he grew in 7th grade.
No.
Look how hairless. Look at his arms. It looks like he just shaved.
When the boys wanted you to come out and play, why wouldn't you come out? Like, why wouldn't you return their texts?
Oh, dude. You know, it's like, it's just their way of saying, like, I don't really want to hang out, but these guys just push it every time. Uh-huh. Even if I say no.
Well, what else did you have to do besides hanging? These guys are great. Like if these guys called me and they wanted to hang out, I'd be like, oh, these guys want to hang out. This is great. But you just, what, you want to go read a book instead? Or?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, dude, I'm not the most socialist person here. I'm
socialist.
No one's calling you a communist.
Yo, trust me, I'm not a communist. All right, John. Thank you for being on the podcast.
Yeah.
You have anything you want to shout out? Give a plug to?
Oh, shout out to my dog, Milton.
You have a dog named Milton? Get the fuck out of here. You actually have a dog named Milton?
Hell yeah, dude.
Oh, that big ass one?
Yeah, the Mastiff.
Doesn't fit in your apartment.
Yeah, that one.
John has a dog bigger than his apartment.
Didn't you bring in a fucking crocodile into his house?
Alligator, yeah.
Oh, yeah, alligator. Like a big one.
Yeah, it was a big one.
What did your parents think of that?
Well, his dad thought it was fake, remember? And his dad was like, oh, we used to have a lot of these in the Philippines. Yeah. And he was like petting it on the head. And we were like, it's fucking real. That was funny.
No, because we did have a pet. We had an exotic alligator in the Philippines that my dad did take care of, like, since a baby.
Yeah.
And he got too big, and then they had to release it. It's an alligator.
is that how they take the foreskin off with the alligator? And so, John, and what do you think about all of David's success here? We were just saying that it's so nice because you guys are, like, such good friends, and you're so happy for him. What do you think about it all?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I did not think you'd be, like, this successful at this point, you know? Like,
right.
You know,
I still remember, like, waving goodbye at, like, David's Corolla. I'm like, he's not even going to make it to California.
He'll never make it. In the business? No, to Nevada.
John was actually the first one. He was the one that had the idea to start our YouTube channel.
Really?
Like, way before any of us. Yeah, he wanted to do it for bikes.
Like motorbikes?
Yeah.
No, bicycles.
Bicycles. With a biker gang.
Oh, you wanted to have like 10
Jay,
speeds?
Jay, I want to just preface this. You are sitting in the room with the biker gang right now.
Oh, shit. Okay, I didn't realize.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just the four of you? And Ilya wasn't in it?
No, Ilya was not in the biker gang. No, fuck that, bro. Because he didn't ride like us.
We all real good at riding?
No. Like, we learned how to pop a wheelie, and John knew how to bunny hop. John was, like, a lot cooler than us because he knew how to bunny hop, and that's about it.
What was
John peaked with his bunny hop.
What was, like, a typical day for the biker gang?
It was, well, a lot of it was hanging out in the park. There was a gazebo. We would sit on the tables there, and then we'd ride down to either Wendy's and get a double stack.
Did you have phones at this point?
Yes.
Okay.
They did, and I would borrow their phones. And we'd go to Wendy's to get a double stack. It was 99 cents at the time. Or we'd go to 7-Eleven and get watermelon Arizona tea. That was a big fucking hit with the biker gang. We should have gotten sponsored for that.
Why don't you have them hit you up now, and then you guys recreate it, the four of you?
That would be
for
nice.
For Arizona iced tea.
The biker gang?
Yeah, it'd be really funny.
That'd be a good commercial.
You run into a bunch of like other 12-year-olds at this age and kick them off the gazebo.
Jay, what are you thankful for this Thanksgiving?
What a great question. My friends, the Vlog Squad, I'm thankful for you, David, Natalie, my two kids, Charlie and Brian.
Wyatt.
Love that guy. He's the best.
He is great.
Oh, why it's the best. What are you thankful for, David?
I don't know. I'm thankful for...
That giant Kardashian size ass that you have there? I don't know if you guys know this, but let me get real for a second.
Okay.
David has a giant ass, and I don't know. Have you always had a giant ass?
Yeah.
You have?
I've always had a big butt. Someone said if Natalie and I had a baby, it would just be one big ass. No face, just an ass walking around. All right, guys, that's all the time we have for today's podcast. Thank you guys for listening. The merch is for up to 40% off, so go check it out.
Yeah, go get some merch, guys. My kids, they take voice lessons now, and it's very expensive.
So go check that out. We'll see you guys soon. Follow us on Instagram. Do the whole thing. My name is Jeff. We'll see you guys later. Bye.